Super Mario.
This is On The Porch. This is your host, T-Fan.
Wait, you're recording?
I am back with my co-host, Vale.
Hey.
And I'm also here with two guests who have been here before. We haven't released one episode, so I am here with a good friend of ours, David.
Hey.
And I'm here with a good friend of mine, Kenny.
We all know Kenny.
But I've known Kenny since middle school.
You always say that like that, man.
It does.
It does, bro.
Kenny likes me more, bro. Our dynamic is better. But, so what's the word today? We talking about right now?
I'm going home. I got work today. I work 6 to 11.
He thinks that bad. I work 5 to 12:30 today.
Where do you work at?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know what don't work, though? The Wi-Fi.
Bro.
No, it only doesn't so work
gonna,
for you, bro.
Nah, we going to tackle this issue because it's been a problem, Mrs. Taylor, for a minute. I want you to hear this.
I don't think it's been a problem with her for a minute.
Nah,
I think
nah.
She kind of like, it was when the teachers addressed it. Or
so what'd you say, Bill?
I don't think Miss Taylor really has an issue with it. I think it's like the people that make the noise that really issues, and she's like, okay, well, nah, Teve is talking about. Teve is the main person with the issue. That's so this is.
Not even, bro. Half of us like, have the Wi-Fi off right now. Like, it's not working. That's yeah, all, it's how it always happens. It's like we all get it, and then when, like, we didn't cut it off, like half of us lose it, the other half keep it for longer, and then they get theirs cut off too.
And it's like, it'd be different if we had better service in the school, but like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro,
I can't even text my mom.
Like, yeah, if we had service, I would not care.
Yeah, like because I have service in one class, and that's fourth period, and that's like because I'm like all the way close to outside the building in the freshman academy.
Yeah,
these pop tarts good. What's the best pop tart flavor, yo? Strawberry.
Cherry.
I'll put cookies and cream up there.
You freak.
That how? Sunday one.
That one's
one that
good.
I brought.
Cookies and cream better than strawberry.
I don't know, bro.
The crust has actual flavor.
Strawberry ain't that good. This is like
strawberry is the best fruit flavor.
Yeah, it's the best fruit flavor.
Cookies and cream overrated for me. And that's just not even
overrated is the brown sugar cinnamon rum, bro.
Yeah,
I feel like people hate that.
It's only good when you heat it up.
Well, every Pop Tart gets way better when you heat it up, but
I don't
I remember I was in class and I opened up like I can't tell you about this. Never mind.
Blueberry Pop Tarts are underrated.
Yeah, they are. They be smacking. My grandma be having those. That's all she got, bro. It's just one of those things you got to eat because that's all they got.
Yeah.
She got like 6 boxes of blueberry Pop-Tarts.
No, we going to free
even
you, bro.
A variety pack.
But unironically, I feel like the best flavor is the cinnamon ones. The brown sugar.
No,
brown
cinnamon. Bro.
Bro, you ever got to
that's
school?
That's probably the worst flavor I've bro. Had.
It's so dry sometimes, though. That's
if you ever got to school and was just like, man, I'm hungry. Those brown cinnamon Pop-Tarts, they going to get you right, bro.
Nah, I want one of them fudge sundae, bro. You know what I'm talking about, Bill?
Yeah.
Them Sunday ones, those are good.
Fudge ones are all right.
The fudge is good. It's just like it's too sweet. Like once you get through that first one, you just like.
I think Pop-Tarts as a whole are overrated.
What?
All right now.
Shut up, Chief. Everybody hates Chief.
Watch your mouth.
Pop-Tarts are overrated. A lot.
What's the best breakfast food?
Not a Pop-Tart.
No. Sausage.
Why you ask?
Bacon.
I mess up.
Bacon.
I love bacon.
I'll serve some bacon.
Nah, bacon. It depends on who cooks it.
Waffle House.
Ooh, Waffle House.
We gotta go to Waffle House again.
Nah, I don't know. I'm taking a good sausage over a good bacon, bro.
Yeah,
that's just me though.
Yeah, that's just you. Cause
bacon be too greasy sometimes.
Bacon, I've been licking my lips after. My fingers. Now you feel me? Like it'd be good. But it really depends on the mood I'm in though. Like I eat both. I used to love both. I remember waking up every Saturday morning, my Grammy over there cooking up in the kitchen. I wake up, I'm running down the stairs. I'm
hooray.
Now, facts, I come down the stairs, I just see my granny cook up some pancakes. You know, they slightly burn on the bottom.
Yeah.
But I like, top is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. That's just how it was.
I've completely perfected my pancakes. Like,
whew. T, can you cook?
Yeah.
How well can you cook? Rachel's skills. Actually, y'all, Rachel's skills 1 through 10 on cooking.
10.
Overall, I'll say like a 7.
10? You a chef?
Yeah.
What about you, Kenny?
I have to say 10, considering, like, that's my whole job.
I said 10 because
I want to get 18 an hour. You cooking the food?
you be in there cooking the food?
Yeah, I be making like the samples. I got trained on every station, so
bro, rich.
You gonna let us get some free food?
You rich, Kenny?
Hey, come in, buy 70 wings. I give you 5 free.
Bro, what?
What's the distribution? Hold on. 70 wings, but you'll get five.
I for real be making my own like homemade stuff. Like I make my own syrup and then my own donuts and whatnot.
Oh, you want to know
syrup?
Yeah,
you would try hard.
No, you would try hard.
I promise you, this syrup is so good.
Go buy the syrup, bro.
I think you're an anime protagonist.
I am, bro. That's the thing. Because like, there was no syrup that one day, and I was like, you
get
know
some
what?
Jam, boy. Get some peanut butter, something, whipped cream.
That's how I use jam cream to make the syrup.
Oh, here, Steph. I don't know what I'm talking about. I make syrup. He just made it. Didn't even look it up. Yeah, chef. Why aren't you going to like cooking food, bro?
Yeah, why don't you never take mental cooking classes?
Because I don't like. It's like I like to do it, but like not all the time. I be getting so tired of like. You remember that one night? I have to be like really hungry to like want to make some food.
I feel that.
I feel that definitely.
I give myself a. I'll give myself a 9. You know, I can cook up.
I don't know about that.
No, I'll give you an 8.
All right, y'all hate you now.
7.
You like the pickiest eater I know. There's no way you give yourself a 9.
I mean, just because I'm a picky eater, don't mean I can cook.
You gonna cry over a pickle.
Well, where this narrative? T be spinning narratives like out of nowhere. Like, there'll be a situation.
I remember I had this conversation with this one person, and it was like, and I was like, yeah, if the dude don't eat pickles, he kind of weak. He was like, they was like, ask your friend. I asked the friend. The friend's you. I'm like, okay, let me see.
I do remember
I'm
that.
Like, you eat pickles?
I remember
no.
This.
I'm like, what? You don't eat pickles?
You texted him and you posted
it
on your
Yeah, he posted story. It. I was so confused. I was like, it was like a random, like, Teeth never texted me out the blue. Like, it's almost rare Teeth ever texted me. Like, and I just, if y'all know how close me and Teeth are, you know that's surprising. And so, like, David, me and you text more than Teeth.
Yeah.
And so.
Because we talk about some things, different things.
More. I don't text any of my friends, like, one-on-one for real.
Yeah, Teeth's more active in a group chat than, like, solo. So T texted me. He was like,
"Some like he just don't want some like."
Yeah. So he was like, "Do you eat pickles?" I was like, "No." I was like, "No." I think I said no, or I said like I don't have enough like experience with them to like really rank them.
Yeah, hamburger from McDonald's with a pickle on.
No,
like it depends like what place has the pickles. Like McDonald's, I'm not gonna take the pickles on. But like the Steak and Shake pickles, them little long pickles, bro. No, those are nasty.
Chris, that's y'all see. If y'all was in here in the studio, y'all would saw Chris Jordan's face. He had the stinkiest face, like he had like a hard J. Cole or something like that. y'all too old for this. Like you saying eat scallops or something, bro. It's just a pickle.
Scallops. Ugh.
You don't like pickles?
Oh, but I'm the bad guy though.
Y'all both the bad guy.
I'm not gonna lie, pickles are disgusting.
Oh my god. Show over,
pickles
bro.
Are good.
What you mean show over. Over.
Almost biggest ate. Person just came in here and said you don't eat pickles.
Nah, bro.
Now it's no standard, though.
People be eating fried pickles.
Oh, like, we sell those at my job.
Those are all right.
I ain't never. I ain't crazy. Because I went to the fair and they had them there, but I had a walking taco with hot Cheetos and then like some nachos, but like the chips was so bad and the cheese was terrible.
All right. So
fried pickles is like a pregnancy craving, bro. Like, how far are you going?
All right. So, what's the food y'all just wouldn't touch?
Chitlins.
Chitlins not that bad.
You trolling right now.
I swear they're not that bad. They're not that bad.
Every
asparagus.
Other
anything asparagus? Green. Well, I eat some greens.
I don't eat vegetables.
So you would so you wouldn't eat a turtle?
What?
Bro,
what?
I wouldn't eat no turtle.
Why you say that?
I did that because once he his face for you. I wish he had cameras in here, bro. I want to see his reaction. He think about them TMNT dude, the little baby, bro.
I know what you're talking about.
That's why I said that. I thought about Mikey with his lopsided head, bro. Oh my god,
yeah, he had the big
green
glasses, bro.
Yeah, this one.
Well, actually. Kitty, I'm gonna show you, bro. But dog, that team and team was gonna be good. But what's the beef with Chitlins, bro? Yeah,
for one, never had them.
Kitty,
for one, I never had Chitlins. And two, it just sound unpleasing, bro. You think about what Chitlins are.
They're pig.
They're pig intestines.
Send me all those. Oh my god.
Like, I already don't eat pig stuff already.
Yeah, I barely eat anything.
But you eat bacon.
I eat turkey and beef bacon, bro.
Oh my bad. So are you a pescatarian?
No, he's not.
I don't just eat fish, bro.
My bad.
Everything else.
I don't know how Jason can do it though. I ain't gonna lie.
Everything else. I don't know how people can be just pescatarian. Cause like I can get it, but like, cause I remember my coach. He was a pescatarian, but like, he had a full on lettuce sub. Like the bread was lettuce, and he had all types of.
Bro, be hungry watching Finding Nemo.
Bro, cause then like,
cause it's just strictly is it seafood or just like fish?
It's seafood. Yeah, it's just anything seafood.
That's the only meat you eat is seafood.
That'd be all right though.
So
They eating squid.
But you that's get, the thing. I don't get that because, like, if you literally if you go pescatarian or something, it's like something you have like against like other animals. But fish and other animals in the sea are like just as bad or just as good as things on land.
It's just, something you just do for fun, bro. Jason, you're not real.
Yeah, people yeah. like no people legit just do it to experiment.
Because it's really the same thing, but just like one's underwater, one's on land. But even then,
and the only thing you should really
shrimp. That, shrimp are the sea cockroaches. I'm just letting y'all know if y'all eat.
Yeah, I'm still eating them, so I don't care.
I don't think shrimp that good though.
I'll eat popcorn.
Shrimp. Yeah, popcorn shrimp is like.
I'll mess up yeah. popcorn.
I'm not eating normal shrimp.
Popcorn chicken.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Bro, what is that got?
Bro. Regular shrimp better. And popcorn
I like
shrimp.
Some. I like nah. some. I like some.
Type. Oh, popcorn shrimp. Yeah, definitely.
I like some type of shrimp. Like I don't eat a lot of fish, but I like eat some. It just depends on like where it's from and what kind.
You ever had catfish?
Yeah. I don't like.
I
that.
Think everybody in the world has had catfish.
Catfish not that bad though.
The most basic fish to have.
Catfish not bad. Yeah. What else?
Salmon.
Salmon is good.
Salmon, bro.
No, salmon.
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 Chief weird, bro. He pronounced Arkansas. Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
It's Arkansas, bro.
Y'all both is stupid. It's y'all stupid.
It's Arkansas, bro. He's like Caleb City.
Okay, Teeth.
Honestly, I feel like it's Arkansas. Cause
I feel like you're just stupid.
Where do you get the saw from?
Oh, my
it
God.
It ends S-A-S.
Let's hop on.
Next topic.
Let me ask Google.
It's not that deep.
Matter of fact, Teeth, name every president.
Name the first president ever.
Bill Clinton.
George Washington.
What?
Bill Clinton. Name every vice president.
Pamela. That's impossible. That is impossible.
I got it.
Really,
all of them are like just irrelevant, bro. I can only name like two.
Vice presidents really don't do
for
that.
For like the first 40 like, presidents, it's like the vice president was like the next actual president.
Yeah.
So like, I think George Washington was James Madison or something
all
like that.
All I can name for vice presidents like off rip is only Obama's and only Biden's. That's because
who was
like,
Obama's?
Obama's was it was Joe.
I thought it was Michelle Obama.
Oh my God. Who's Obama's? Like
it was Joe, bro. What's Barack Obama's last name?
Like, I don't know.
Smith. He not Will. Smith. That's the most basic last name ever, bro.
It actually is.
Smith, Williams.
Stat Watch is literally the most basic last name ever.
And Adams. They're the most basic ones.
Nah, Adams is pretty unique.
I don't think Adams is unique, but I don't think it's as basic.
It's in the mid. It's in the mid tier.
I feel like Johnson and Jackson are way more basic.
Yeah,
like you hear those a lot.
Or Cook.
No.
What were you finna say, David?
I forgot what I was finna say. How unique do you guys think y'all names are?
I got you.
You have the most.
I have one of the most unique names in this school. Probably
especially your middle names.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, we include
those.
The whole thing or just like
I don't have
the first
a single
name?
Regular name in my whole,
your whole name.
Thing.
Oh, the whole name? Okay. Other than my first name, my last few is pretty basic. My middle name is literally Anthony, which is probably like one of the most. That's a first name.
I think I have the most basic name in the school.
Kenneth Adams.
It's like my whole name is Kenneth James Adams Jr.
LeBron? Yeah, that is ridiculous.
I think the only really one of mine that's like kind of unique is
Kenny got three first names. My bad, David.
You good. It's David, that's basic, and then Eric is that's
Erica.
Eric.
Oh, he got heavy.
And then Santana. That's kind of
Saucy kinda Santana.
My whole name is just unique. I might be gonna look at the middle names.
Latif Mufasa.
Come on, bro.
I would drop those, but he'd probably get mad at me.
Nah, they can't know that.
I remember we was in fourth and fifth period last semester, and he dropped those on me. And I just kept repeating them to him, and he kept getting mad at me.
It's too specific, bro. Like if you say him, they gonna know they gonna know it's me. I'm the only person with that name out
is
here.
Is that I or A first?
It's A. It's okay. A then I.
Okay,
but I'm not saying that.
Well, I remember I looked at, he dropped his wallet, and I was going through all his stuff, and I seen his ID.
Why was you going through his stuff?
I didn't see who wallet it was. This was like before I even.
The ID had a picture, bro.
Okay.
Like, look at the name, bro.
I'm nosy.
Hey, look at my address for it.
Don't nobody else see
I got your location.
And my driver license number. Come on,
I got your, what am I gonna do with your driver license number?
Steal my license.
Bro, why would I steal your We don't look alike.
You don't have a license. That's
we don't look alike. We don't look alike.
You go steal my license and say, oh, I'm Latif, blank, blank, Mustafa.
I mean, it's a noticeable difference between me and you.
The only person that can pass for Teeth is
Ethan.
Not even.
Exactly.
No, like, not even.
No, like, legit, like, if it's, like, a quick, like, check and then look back, it's, yeah.
Nah. The amount of people that think Ethan and T-Bird are the same.
Look at me and Ethan face to face.
No, you guys definitely don't. I'm
well,
saying,
we know,
like,
we know y'all.
I'm saying we know y'all, but, like, if it was, like, somebody, if it was, like, dark, too, and whatnot, and if it's, like, if you, like, when you got, like, pulled over, and he had your
license. We have, like, similar styles and body types. That's about it. Like, especially our friend group, because we both, like, I won't say I'm on.
Well, y'all the tallest.
Well, besides Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler.
He don't count.
Like, yeah, he's taller and white, so he don't count. Yeah, we ain't that far in height. You're, like, a few inches taller. I'm, like, a little bit wider. We have the same hairstyle, pretty much.
We're the three of us. When I have my hair done.
I don't know. You go between twists and braids.
Hey, bro, because I can do both.
We do strictly braids.
Ethan has done braids?
He never done twists.
He hasn't.
Yeah,
I mean, in the, what's the card? During XC, he would definitely have braids.
Yeah, he had braids, not twists.
I mean, I can pull off both. Y'all just hating.
I would, but, like, twist don't be last.
That's your main style, though. I can't see not T for braids.
I can't see T for twists.
Twists suck, bro. They don't last.
I can't see T for hair.
If T went bald, I'll probably laugh.
Bro, go bald,
oh my
bro.
God.
No, bro.
Bro, get waves, bro.
I have fantastic hair. Why would I go bald
now?
I can definitely see T bald.
Why would I go bald if I have this great luscious hair? I got. Shut up, bro.
Freddie Gibbs.
My name is Sonny. Oh.
What? You licking your chops?
Shut up. This is recording.
I can kind of see Gideon.
I'm out of town, bro.
See that.
I can't sit on the bucket.
Now, we all have a good. Yes, David?
Nothing. I wasn't. Really, I forgot this recording.
We all have. I say we all have pretty good hair. Kenny got dreads. So.
That's the loser way out.
He gonna cut him though. I've known Kenny has dreads longer than I've known him. Like, I didn't even see the process. He just been had dreads. David's hair is always in free form. I wish my hair, I literally want my hair to sit like that all the time, but it just goes back because of shrinkage. I don't know what.
That's what mine is. Mine is a lot longer than what it's like.
I know, like, you got superpowers, bro, because mine's, I can't do that, bro. And the teeth just.
If you saw me, like, my sophomore year when I first started wearing it down, you would have just like, oh my gosh, it did not look right.
But my hair is, it's so hard to manage, though. Like, yeah. It depends on what you have to, but, like, usually it'd be, like, so hard to manage. Like, Kenny. You probably got it easy because you got dreads.
Got it easy, bro. They don't do nothing. All they do is get their dreads done.
If I took my hair out, I would have. My hair is like silky. Like,
take it out, bro.
Huh?
Take it out.
Well, obviously, it happens.
Like, everybody and mama got dreads right now. You're not special no more. You got to take them out. Quit the process.
I've been having these for like almost 8 years now.
Get waves, bro.
I feel like I got a peanut head. That's why I'm not doing bro.
I got a weird shaped head. I'm not.
I would tell you right now, if you got your dread like after 2019, you a fraud.
If you got your dreads during quarantine,
you a fraud, bro.
I can't do it. I always get people to ask me, get dreads. I'm like,
no,
nah.
Y'all the same.
I like the freedom of my hair, bro.
Yeah, like I can do like pretty much do anything with my hair.
Literally,
like, yeah.
David got it the easiest.
Definitely.
Your hair is very nice. But nah.
Honestly speaking,
I have it like this though.
I think you should get a ball fade.
Who?
You.
I thought you.
Hair. I have a nice full head of hair. Why would I get a ball fade?
I got the
for the culture, bro.
I don't even need no cuts or nothing. I can just get my hair done. I'm okay.
Ah, so he's saving money.
I have my hair cut.
That man, his barber started turning him 25. He said no more.
I'm thinking about coming back. I'm like, hey, brother, how much this cost? I asked my brother because he still get his hair cut. He's like, oh, yeah, prices went up. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's like prom, bro. You tripping? And that's gonna be it for a lineup. I'm not getting taper again.
Hey, what colors y'all wearing to prom?
Black,
purple, and black.
I'm doing. Hold on. I forgot what I'm doing.
You going purple and black? You not Kendrick Lamar?
I think I'm wearing emerald green.
You think you Black Panther?
Why you say Kendrick Lamar? Yeah, it's Black Panther, stupid.
All right.
I'm doing red and black.
RK Arkansas.
Mostly red and then the black under the shirt.
Why you say OK Arkansas? That's how you say it.
Is that like one of the little pocket roses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, you watch One Piece?
It's cute, bro.
It's going to be Doflamingo.
Why you call it cute, bro?
Because, bro.
Cute for puppies.
Yeah. That's a good place to get it from, I guess.
Puppies. Congratulations, David. Huh? Congratulations. 9 puppies.
10.
10, my bad. 9 that I've seen.
We lost one.
Hey, Bill, you got that $3,000 you owe me?
Huh?
That I let you borrow to, because your food stamps that ran out?
We'll talk after the podcast. $3,000 in food stamps is insane. I remember I seen a tweet. It was like, hey, does food stamps work for DoorDash?
It does now.
For real?
It does?
Yeah, I remember I saw
what?
That.
What?
I get all my news from Rappi. It was like, now you can get DoorDash for food stamps. I'm like, oh, snap. That's cool.
I'm finna thrive.
Hey, y'all, I got I'm a serious file. Question.
Yes, Kim.
Like, what's y'all, like, if you could put it above any other one, what's y'all favorite anime all time?
One Piece.
T gonna say Yu Yu Hakusho.
Always yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho.
But that's because you only seen one anime. I'm gonna go.
I've seen a few.
Like I'm probably gonna have to go with Mob Psycho.
Same,
Mob
bro. Mob Psycho's good.
After the 100 exams arc, 100 x 100 gets.
You tripping, bro. 100 x 100 is beautiful.
Yeah, drop your top three. Anime.
Yu Yu Hakusho better.
Top three?
You don't even know how I say it. Yu Yu Hakusho.
I said Yu Yu Hakusho.
You said Hokusho.
I said Hakusho.
You said Hokusho.
Play this back.
You said Hokusho.
I said Hakusho.
All right.
What's your top three?
100 x 100.
You don't even know.
I don't want to say Dragon Ball, but it's like I love Dragon Ball, but I don't even know if it's top three.
I don't think I could put that in my top three either.
All right, I'm gonna say Hunter, Full Metal Alchemist.
That's a good one.
And My Hero. My Hero's climbed up. I love My Hero.
Yeah, I feel like I have to go Mob Psycho, Tokyo Ghoul.
Ooh. First two seasons especially.
And then Devilman Crybaby.
That anime is wild.
Bro, I love anime. Devilman Crybaby was so good.
It's so wild,
though. So wild,
and my
though.
Two honorable mentions would have to be Akame ga Kill. And
that was the first anime I cried to.
Naruto, just because like that was my starter anime.
Akame ga Kill, that was my first anime I cried to.
I didn't expect like, the main character.
Yeah,
like,
well, I don't even know if that was the main character.
I'm like,
nobody the main character in there.
They dropped the whole hero group. Like, it's like, boom, 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 just episode after episode.
I'm like, dang.
You dying. That was so messed up. Because my favorite one was the dude. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I think the death that probably hit me the most was the dude who fell from the sky. Because, like, I was like...
Yeah, because he was trying to save that girl, but, like, she set him up.
It was either him or the muscular lady, because she kind of, like, died by herself.
Yeah, because like, she was, like, walking, because she had to fight that one dude, and then she got shot.
Because it was kind of like nobody would have really knew what had happened, so, yeah. What about you, T-for-10?
Can't even ring for real.
What's her name?
Y'all some
Mine,
dweebs.
Bro?
T-for-10 only got when one anime
like,
down on
her
belt.
Anime,
the girl with
the
scissors.
Yeah.
Two.
Actually,
no, the girl with the,
only
like,
one.
The sniper.
Two.
Oh, her.
The look, like, the
you don't remember Hunter, so you only say one.
It's different. I mean, they animated it different. They actually had her die, but in the manga, she survived. And I don't remember his name, but he survived, but he was in his dragon form.
We're speaking a foreign language to T-for-10 right now. David, what's your three?
One Piece.
I know that. I knew it. You don't get that deep into One Piece and it's not in your top three.
Yeah, bro.
Or not even your favorite.
Bro, I'm on episode 30, bro.
30? I'm on episode 64, man. I had a 1,000 in like, what are they on like now? 1,100?
Something like that.
I think
you know, I don't think, it's like 1050 or something like that.
In the show.
No, bro. No, listen, because if it's your favorite show and you finish watching it, you're going to be mad it's over. You're going to want to keep watching it.
It's one of those animes where.
Boom, boom, boom. Episode after episode. Chapter after chapter.
So basically all I'm hearing is that One Piece is like the young boy of anime.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Overrated.
I think that.
All it does is drop. This is trash. Hold on.
The Gucci.
Bro, it's not even trash. I promise.
The Gucci man is trash. I'm just saying
listen,
it to you.
Because One Piece got legit every type of genre in it.
Tree Sand is trash. So does Young Boy. Young Honestly, Boy doing rap music now.
What anime y'all know got racism and love in it?
Every anime. Dragon Ball.
Whoa.
Am I wrong?
Technically,
no, I ain't watch it,
but it shows it in a good way, though. Like, not in a good way, it actually like shows it. Like,
how do you represent racism?
Hold
in
on,
a
you
way?
Said racism and love, and my generally speaking, racism.
The MLK
and love,
anime,
Naruto,
bro. MLK ain't got no
the
anime.
The Uchiha clan, bro, they was racist against them.
Hold on, my hero, though. They taught a reptile dude, and he was like, you a reptile, we don't like you. It's like, dang.
That's only one person. Like, it was like legit racist, like with the fish man and stuff. They was like,
bro, they hated the whole Uchiha clan.
Yeah,
bro.
Donzo did hate the whole Uchiha clan. They was racist in there. They was racist.
What you mean?
No, it was the whole clan. It was everybody. No, it was two, because the second Hokage hated him. He was like, you and a Uchiha. He said, I'm not working with him.
He did not like him. All right, so my number one is One Piece, and then two, My Hero, and then three, I'd say Dragon Ball.
What about you, Teef?
I just said I can't rank for real.
My bad. All right.
I'm a dweeb. I watch more than just anime.
All right, tell us your top three video games then.
I have no idea. I know number one is Sonic Unleashed.
My top three video games.
That's harder. That's actually way harder.
My top three video games, I'd go...
I know Xenoverse 2 gonna be in there.
Xenoverse 2 is number one, and then GTA, and then... one, just
GTA, bro. Which one, bro?
Oh, just any of them, because like, I go on my little rampages and whatnot, and then my One Piece game.
I know number one for sure, Sonic Unleashed.
You love Sonic.
I don't know my two. I feel like my three would end up... I'm putting Smash Bros. At three. Just to put Smash Bros. At three.
I put Smash Bros. At two.
My two is... I don't know my two. I know it's a game I like more than Smash, but it's like a few games that can be in there. I just got to put Smash on there because, like, respect.
Yeah, that...
And I play it the most.
Definitely.
I put... I say my three is probably, like, Sonic Adventures 2. That game. Beautiful. What else? I don't know my one, though. My one probably got to be either Xenoverse 2 or something else. It's a Dragon Ball game for sure.
I love Xenoverse
2. I probably...
You got it now still, or you get...
100% anything.
Now you good. I'll probably go with Saints Row 3.
I used to love Saints Row. It was good, though.
It was good. GTA 4. Probably Left 4 Dead, too.
Left 4 Dead, or... TV, you don't know nothing about that Left 4 Dead.
Never touched Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead is very stressful.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like, have you gotten Super Saiyan God yet?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. I love fighting. Bro. I know it's not the strongest form, but I love fighting with you.
Video games have lost art, man. Yeah. Like, there's no game out there right now that I can really just sit there and just play for, like, hours and hours.
Yeah, like, I'll get on there and do one mission.
Y'all playing the wrong games.
What games you playing, Teef?
What games you playing?
You know, we both know. We all know I don't have time for games, for real.
Yeah, exactly. Me either.
But when I do got time to play games, I still find good games that still drop. They actually making the comeback, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna hop on Fortnite tonight.
That's the reason why games fell off, bro, because of them.
Not battle royale.
They made every game a battle royale.
Exactly.
It's like Steph Curry into basketball. Nobody told him to make these games.
Nah, bro. Online multiplayer like literally kind of ruined gaming.
Like
the best games are the ones with actual story that you can actually do stuff in. We all know this. Online multiplayer don't have that. It's just you hop on.
But some people don't have people. Like for you, some people don't have the time to just sit there and like play games and watch a story and all that. Like
but that's the good thing though. You take time.
You can take time with that.
Yeah, but it's just like some people lose interest. It's like watching a show for like sometimes, like watching a show for like a long time. Like for instance, like
Fake gamers.
Like Legend of Zelda. Steve, you can't you won't be able to sit through and play Legend of Zelda and finish it.
I did.
Was you working?
Breath of the Wild.
Were you worried?
I was working and I had sports too.
I
feel like a good thing that, or like a way people can play that most people don't do is like just enjoy the game. Like put it on like the easiest difficulty and just walk through the game and actually have fun and stuff.
You're better than me. I've been playing games with the hardest difficulty.
Bro, I can't do that, bro. I tried to play Outlast.
Oh, yeah. Outlast is hard.
You messed up, bro. Outlast is scary, bro.
It's a good game, though. It's hard, though.
It is good.
It's hard.
I was playing by my... Never mind. I had to call
my... All right, Thief.
It depends on the game, though. Like, if it's like a more experienced game, like a Sonic game, I'm putting that on like a mid or hard difficulty. If it's like something I never played before, yeah, probably easy or mid.
I always go medium, but if I feel like I know the game, like I'm going hard.
Yeah.
You got to be a sweat to go hard. That's like the second playthrough.
Especially a scary game. You got to...
Nah, I don't even play some games. Which one was it? It was on the GameCube, Resident Evil 4, I think.
Bro.
With like, you start off in like that village, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I don't play scary games.
Ain't they finna re-release it?
I was like 9 or 10 playing that. I'm like, what is this? I'm trying to shoot them. They whoop me, bro. Because I was trash.
We got a VR, right? And then so they had to drop that VR Resident Evil game, bro. I got on that. I was so scared playing that. Because like when the boss fights, she turned into a... Spider, bro. And I hate Spider so much.
I don't
she was
I know you're talking about, bro.
But that's
and then the dude, the dad would not die. He would just like, you would shoot him as much. Okay, my bad. You could, like, this is bad.
Resident Evil probably run, bro.
Resident Evil's good, though.
Since I was a kid.
Evil Within?
Yeah, I play Evil Within.
Oh, my God. That was scary.
I don't even play movies. I don't play no scary games or no horror. I don't watch horror movies because, like, when I was a kid, that traumatized me a lot. Like, I was scared.
Yeah, but I mean.
I was scared as. Ever of Chucky. I didn't
Chucky wasn't. It was like the more demonic
Chucky
stuff.
Scared
like,
me.
It was like zombie. Not even zombies. It was more like the demonic stuff.
Yeah, like
yeah, demonic stuff got me.
Like Chucky's kind of demonic.
My little brother had like a Chucky doll. I wasn't
what?
Scared. My little brother had a Chucky doll.
It's clean.
Is that
no?
That's why I wasn't scared.
Who bought him that?
My dad.
What? My family would never. They're like, that's gonna come alive. They're gonna eat you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
hey, y'all ever play Fear?
I think, yeah, I did.
It was on the 360.
I played that.
Yeah, I played too many scary games. But
I mean, the one thing about scary games I can say is, like, the difference between them and, like, actual horror movies, like, I feel like horror movies are not even that scary no more.
They're not scary. Yeah, they're not scary.
But, like, the difference between them and, like, gaming, like, horror games now, like, you can still get scared by a scary game, I feel.
Yeah, because, like, you play it.
You get intrigued in it, and then, like, it catches your interest, so you're actually paying attention.
In it.
Yeah, so it's like an effect. Like, I was, like, scared. I was more scared when we had that feeling.
You know, you don't die in real life, but, like, in the game, it, like, it gets,
like, you can feel going. Like, it's like in a rush.
Scary.
Especially, like, VR. Like, I know FNAF had a VR game, and people loved it because they feel like you actually in there, and it's actually scary. Like, bro, like,
oh, nightmares. No.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because, like, with scary movies now, like, you can, scary, like, movies are, you, not, like, you can expect any, you, like,
they're not even good. It's like
nothing,
you know.
It's like nothing you can, like, really. There's no new type of, like, anything scary. Like,
there's nothing you can change. It's probably remaking some,
like,
of many of them.
You
now.
Can guess. Like, I remember I was watching a scary movie, and then, like, I just guessed everything.
You can guess what happened. Like, that's, like, the issue of the last two Halloween movies. I know that one Scream movie that didn't just come out, the one before. I haven't seen a new one yet, though. People said it was cool.
That. Yeah, it was cool.
What I just said about the games being scary, that's like for any good game, though. Like, any good game going to be immersive, like, as it can be.
Immersive, that's a little bit fun. I said.
I be playing the boss battles in some of the game. I be talking to them like they. Like,
you
I'm
get into
them.
It.
I'm like, yeah, man, what up? I'm like, shoot it, come on, cuz. Yeah,
that's an effect of a good game, though. If a game makes you feel like that.
Like, if it make you actually feel like you actually playing, it's a really good game.
Yeah, you go, woo, hooray, woo, and you rub your shirt. Like, yeah, that's a sign of a good game.
I was talking smack in SA2 and Sonic and Legion.
That's how I was playing Pokemon.
That's how I was with Xenoverse.
That's how I was with Pokemon. Use Fire Blood! Like, get serious.
I remember I was with my friend Terrence. We would, like, do randoms, and then one time he got Piccolo, and I got Broly. I just kept using the same move over and over. You know that when Hawk did, like, how Hawk did Loki and the first Avengers? Broly got that move, and I just kept doing it to him.
Nah, man. I mean, yeah, some video games are making a comeback. It's rare, though.
I also see.
It's because, like, the more we grow up, too. Like, we really don't have much time. And then we really want to, like, use our time, like, good.
Or you just want to, like, wanna, like, or you just, like, get out. Like, we usually out.
Yeah, we out. It's like, we usually feel like, if you like playing the game, you feel like you're, like, wasting time and whatnot.
I'm not going to even say, like, I won't say multiplayer is even bad, because
it's not.
It's for online, though. Like, if you sit in that same room with the same person, bro, it's way better. Like, like, the best thing ever is, like, sitting down with your homie and just playing, like, 2K. Just both of y'all just in the same room on the same couch or the same area.
When you and Jordan came over and you played 2K on a hated Switch. Tiger got up on the TV.
Hey, Chief, you know, if you put a VPN on, it don't block you.
I tried that. My VPN will connect.
Yeah.
That's probably the case, though. Yeah, I tried doing it, but it won't work.
Dang.
Yeah,
why you don't use the iPhone X, bro?
Shut up. It's the XR. That's an extra letter.
It's even worse, bro.
It's an extra letter. All right, T.
Oh, yeah, we finna leave. And yeah, we at.
Bye bye.
So,
all right, y'all.
We, huh?
33 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's all for On the Porch, and we are out.
Goodbye. Bye bye. Happy spring break.